You're listening to RNIB Connect Radio. Now, over the next few days, we're celebrating all things volunteering. We're talking today to an amazing RNIB volunteer who set up a brand new group in the Northwest, all about supporting blind and partially sighted parents. Kylie Wrigley, thank you very much for joining us. So tell us a little bit about Learning Ways. What's the aim and what is the group for?
Well, the aim and the reason why the group is here is because, as obviously parents, there's lots of activities out there for, like, to be social and support groups kind of thing as being a parent. But when you're a VI parent, we have more challenges in a way. Not saying that obviously being a parent isn't challenging enough, but being visually impaired can have a little bit more challenges or barriers that we have to face, like changing a dirty nappy and obviously not being able to see if the baby is clean or anything like that. It was more because as a parent, trying to find the right way to support your child, as well as obviously dealing with the fact you've lost your sight as well. Because even though we grieve when we lose our sight, or being visually impaired, or born with a sight condition, sometimes our children also suffer too. And as parents, we want to take the fear away and make sure it's okay. So that was really why the group is being set up, is just to be able to support people and find ways of, or tips to help each other with the challenges we all face.
It's really important, isn't it, to have that support network and to be able to talk to other people that understand your situation.
Yeah, it is. We all talk to each other just in a normal everyday life, even not being visually impaired. We all go out and socialise and stuff like that. And the best way to talk about some of our obviously problems in life is to have people that are there to understand in a way. And that was really why we wanted this group to set up, because yes, we do all want to be like great parents at the end of the day and give the best support. And trying to find the support that's out there is one way of trying to set this group up, so that we can all talk about what's out there, what we've found, what we've learned, and just give each other tips and support, really.
What do you think would be like the main thing that people would get from the Learning Ways group? Would it be just connecting with other people, or would it be, like you say, the tips, or is it just an amalgamation of all of those things rolled into one sort of package almost?
I think it would be a bit of all of it, because we all face challenges every day. It's not just one little, oh, here's a tip, that's it. It's just the right way of going around things, like supporting people with schools, or when children start growing up, how to make sure they're safe, going out, trying to let them be independent. So yeah, it's supporting all, and all our fears as parents, being visually impaired as well, can be 10 times heightened. So yeah, it's supporting them through all that, as well as giving them tips of this is how we can find ways of doing stuff, and just learning from each other.
Absolutely. It's about that lived experience, isn't it?
Yeah.
So let's talk a little bit about volunteering. How long have you been volunteering with RNIB for?
Coming up to a year.
And a pretty strange year to start off in volunteering, I suppose, coming out of COVID. Why did you want to get involved in the first place?
Well, it started off, I'd lost my sight 3 years ago, and I was looking for answers and support, what is available really. And I started speaking to different people and got referred from a lovely person from the hospital. And she just said, oh, can you speak to these people and they might be able to help you with some of the questions you have. And I then got referred through into RNIB. And it was just a genuine conversation of what do I want to find out, and why am I looking for support, or what was I looking for? And I then had this lovely chat and went through everything that I was into, what I used to do before I lost my sight and all, kind of like my basic history. And I said my main goal is to find something, being a visually impaired parent, is to find something that I can do to obviously help me get over what I'm going through, but also to help what my children are going through. And the person that I spoke to actually said, well, considering we don't have a role or a group that does stuff like that, why don't you come a volunteer and come and help us, and you can set this group up and we can help you change what's missing in the world.
And how does it feel now, knowing that you've come this far and that the group's actually set up now and that Learning Ways is a thing and people are getting the support that you wanted and that you're now able to provide?
I would say it makes it easier, but I don't think anything makes it easier. It just makes a little bit of a difference, because even just being able to answer one question for someone or just pointing them in the right direction helps massively. It changed people's lives, and that's obviously the important thing about it.
Absolutely. It's very impressive that you've been able to set this group up as well. What would you say to someone who's maybe thinking about giving volunteering a try or maybe getting involved in RNIB or a different charity, but they're a little bit nervous about starting off? What would your advice be to them as someone who's been through it?
Take it one step at a time and don't go in there looking at the bigger picture. Just do it as, this is what I'm handling today, and take the first step. And that was all I could say, is take the first step and just do it one step at a time.
That's great advice. Baby steps, as they say.
Yeah.
Where can we find out more about Learning Ways if people are based in the Northwest? Where can we find out more about the group?
It's being advertised on at the RNIB Facebook. If you don't have RNIB Facebook, it's being advertised on my personal Facebook. If you just search Carly Wrigley, and it should come up on there. There's even a comedian that knows about it and has been advertising it. So it's out there in the big bad world somewhere. We also have connections. If you ring the helpline for RNIB, they can actually give you the right person to speak to. And if you want to speak to anyone, the person you need to speak to is Kate.
Great stuff. And that number is 0303 123 9999 for that helpline number for RNIB if you'd like to find out more about Learning Ways. Thank you very much, Kylie, for joining us. It sounds like a fantastic initiative. And thanks very much for all your work.
Thank you.